I like to go from Genesis to Revelation also. I've tried different ways to, because when you get like Jeremiah and Ezekiel, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, it's some pretty tough stuff. It's pretty negative, but I mean, I like the whole Bible, so but I usually start the year doing the New Testament challenge in 30 days, and then I always feel like I have a leg up on jumping into my Old Testament, and I really love the book of Genesis. I just got done doing, like 2 years of study on it. So I know that Pastor Shelley did it in like 50 weeks or whatever. But I don't know. I really dove in deep on some of those chapters, and I love studying the Bible. But so when I don't count my Bible reading where I study. So like all that just kind of, but I mean, I study. So when I, the Bible says to study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So when I'm writing a sermon, I study that topic. I study the scriptures, and I don't count any of that Bible reading. There's a lot of Bible in my sermon tonight. I'm sure you guys realize that. But so it took, I mean, so think about it. I mean, I had to search for all that, put it all together, and that's a lot of Bible reading. Plus, I go over it, multiple times or whatever. But my regular Bible reading, start in January, New Testament challenge, just keep going. So I find that's the best way to do it. I mean, I tried the Reese's chronological thing, and I don't think that their chronology is right. So it just, if they're going to say that this is the chronology and it's not what I believe is the right chronology, it instantly turns me off into reading it that way. So I just like to go through the whole thing and